This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Waiting to see if we got our man on here. Do we have our man on here? Not yet. Let's talk about Las Vegas. What are we going to say about Las Vegas? Right now we're not going to say too much about it because there's a few things I don't know that nobody really knows. We don't know why he did it. I don't have any problem saying his name is Paddock. All of these people that are out there saying, I don't give publicity to killers. Well, then that makes it about the gun, which, okay. Thankfully. As we begin to, it's going to be a few days at best before we know exactly what happened in Las Vegas. However, some of us get to deal with the political fallout because it began while people were still around almost as soon as the news got out. So joining me to discuss it first off is a gentleman who has seen his time in the trenches with some of these fine, fine people that constantly jump on the opportunity. His name is Larry Pratt. He is the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Good to be with you, sir.
Did we finally catch you at the right phone number?
You did indeed. You did indeed.
Okay.
Now, there was a technical glitch on this end, but we got it fixed.
Roger that. Now, Hillary came out, and this all of a sudden this became about the SHARE Act with Hillary, and I've been seeing the celebrities come out, and I've been seeing other politicians come out, and they're all saying thoughts and prayers are not enough. What's your take on that?
Well, I agree they're not. One of the things that we ought to do, if we're serious about dealing with this ever-present reality of evil, is to stop making it so easy for dirtbags like the guy in Las Vegas to do what they've done. That hotel was rather rigidly a gun-free zone. And that's where all of these kinds of mass shootings have occurred since 1950, with only four exceptions. You would think that if logic had anything to do with politics, that might incline us to say, let's get rid of all the gun-free zones. But alas, logic doesn't seem to prevail because I think the left wants to control us. That's why, in spite of all of that kind of information, they will not back off from their position that, well, we need gun control. We need to get rid of guns in private hands. That we just can't have a society like that. Well, excuse me, there was a society like that already. In fact, several. Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Pol Pot's Cambodia, Fidel Castro's Cuba, Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. Can I keep going? I mean, doesn't that make the point?
Yeah, I think it makes the point. How inconvenient of you to remember those things.
Yeah. It's not politically correct, obviously.
No, it is not. One thing that they seem to have forgotten about is that there's still people dealing with this. Right now, this minute. I mean, this isn't 24 hours old yet, and for the people that just got wounded.
Yeah, the victims aren't buried yet.
Yeah, I mean, well, most of them probably aren't identified yet, wouldn't you think? And
well, that's even a possibility. Some of them may still be, yeah.
So, why do you think, I mean, I know the answer to this. I just like to hear a more scholarly sound sometimes. Why do you think it is that whenever one of these things happens, before the blood has finished coagulating on the deck, they come out in this direction?
Well, Bill, I have come to believe that there is a significant difference between the way most conservatives, including most gun owners, think and the way most liberals think. The liberal thinks in terms of feelings. And I've had the kind of discussion we're having right now with liberals, and when I point out what I've already mentioned, for example, that all of the mass shootings in our country have occurred in gun-free zones except for four since 1950, well, but I just don't feel right. I don't feel safe if I'm in a place where I know that there might be somebody with a gun. And it's that feeling rather than the you would hope, rational conclusion that would be tested by that data, and in this case confirmed by the data, that indeed gun control is a real killer.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mandalay Bay was a gun-free zone, and yet this guy managed to get 10 apparently long guns through it. You know, all these things you say hold truth.
It was so gun-free, by the way, that I found online a copy of their policy for their security personnel. And point number five says to the effect that no guns, no pepper spray, nothing that would work for self-defense.
Right.
And it was a fairly long list, but of course the knives and the guns were what caught my eye. And it's just, once again, this kind of, let's go back to the old theory that's been disproven and actually proven many times to be so bloody and lethal. Let's go back and we'll try to make it work again.
Like it does in Chicago.
Yes.
And New York and Baltimore and all of New Jersey. And a good portion of California.
Exactly. Exactly. And they won't relent because I don't think, not only do they reach their conclusions typically by feeling, but they really have an ulterior motive in disarming us. They talk about gun safety, sensible gun laws. Okay, they can use whatever words they want, but I think what they're really after is having a defenseless population that they can overpower so that they can do what Hitler did, what Stalin did. And I realize that may sound kind of harsh, indeed. But communism is harsh. Tyranny is harsh. And we'd better tell these people, pack it up and get out.
Well, wasn't Obama a Bill Ayers disciple there?
He was indeed.
And but didn't Bill Ayers, hadn't he and the Weather Underground figured out they might have to, there'd be 25 million of us that they just couldn't get to retrain and they would just probably have to eliminate us?
Ayers was talking just like that. He was obviously, if he'd had the ability, he'd have been a cold-blooded mass murderer, as would, I think, Obama, because he never got upset about a gun-free zone that kept popping up as the common denominator that facilitated mass murder. He got mad at the guns that people often really didn't have that might have been used to defend themselves, but the bad guy had one for sure, and that's what set him off.
Yeah.
And he was using that as an excuse to pursue his agenda, forget about the facts. And I think that's one of the things that we've got to be willing to call the liberals out on. You guys are not being honest. You're saying that you're interested in safety, or hence the slogan that you have, gun safety. That's not what you're interested in. You're interested in having total control over my life. And you know what? George III tried that to my ancestors, and that didn't work out too well for him.
Let me get you to hold right there. I've got an interesting angle I want to come to you from when we get back. Larry Pratt, he is the host of the Gun Owners News Hour right here at Genesis Communications Network. Airs on Saturday. He's already out there on 17 affiliates and available as a podcast, I do presume, at Genesis Communications on demand as well. And he's also the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest for the first half of this hour is Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. I've got something I want to float past your bow and see what you think about this, because for me, this is the jumping off point. I know that they want to ban guns to control us. But this whole thing that happened with that baby in the UK, Charlie Gard, where they decided they were just going to let him die, and there was nothing, his parents couldn't do anything about it, that he was controlled by the government.
Well, what an overwhelming concern for the sanctity of human life.
Yeah.
Get rid of guns and let little babies die.
For me, I look at single payer as, you know, slavery with a different spelling. And, if they're telling me that I have to die or I have to let one of my loved ones die, and I have no way to fight back, like Charlie Gard's parents had no way to fight back. They had $1.6 million. They didn't need the National Health Service.
They wouldn't even let them out of the country.
No.
They wanted him to die. These people, this is what happens when liberals get so much power. They are dangerous. Look at where we have our problems with crime predominantly in our country. Democrat-run cities. Baltimore is not a Republican enclave. New York City and Chicago, ditto, et cetera, around the country. Democrats are dangerous, and friends shouldn't let friends vote Democrat.
or a mind is a terrible thing, right, whenever they want to go that way. I was looking at some of Dr. Lott's stuff, and, 54% of the counties in the United States have no homicides at all. And 2% of the counties have 51% of them. And guess what the common political leanings of those 2% of the counties are?
You could probably tell by looking at a red-blue map of the United States, and you'd find a humongous overlay of the no-crime counties or the no-murder counties with Republican voters.
Right.
And yet we had a CBS executive, Haley Gold something.
She had some hyphen with her name. Yeah.
Too much for me. But anyway, she said that, well, they kind of had it coming. These were Republicans. These were gun-toting Republicans.
Country music-loving Christian people, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's really a pretty poor ad. I don't even have anything bordering on that as far as what I think about the left. I want to keep them from controlling me, and I'll do a lot of things that I can to keep that from happening. But I don't hate them, if only because maybe I used to be a liberal when I was a stupid young man. And by the grace of God, I got a little bit smarter and saw the error of my ways. And these poor people are still mired in that youthful stupidity.
I don't guess Eric was ever like that, was he? Did he ever come to you, oh, Daddy, you're so silly. Nobody needs guns. Or did you raise him right?
He probably didn't have a lot of clear views on this until he was at a Young Life camp one summer while he was in his finishing up high school. And from that point on, he began to see that there really is good and there really is evil, and that what I've been doing for my profession was trying to keep the good from being stamped out in our country. And he's been on board. He wrote his thesis for his master's degree at Regent University. I believe the title is The Colonial Militia in 18th Century America. So, for most of his life, he's had it pretty well squared away.
Now, I don't know how he and Haley compare in age, but I noticed that Haley is unemployed now at CBS. She got fired, which, I'm trying to muster all of my compassion, and gosh, I just don't have none for her.
And I don't think CBS fired her because they were horrified at the content of what she said, but I think they were horrified because they were thinking, Haley, how could you say that with all those bitter clingers out there? Our ratings are going to tank even farther.
You just unmasked us. What are you doing?
Exactly. Exactly.
I've been watching, the Connecticut Twins. They're out there, too. So is Elizabeth Warren. And I don't know if we'll see another sit-in Congress or something else. But, we don't know enough about this particular act to, right now, this minute, to really make any sort of call anyway, do we? And it's it was never about gun control, because Las Vegas, let's face it, they hold SHOT Show at Las Vegas, and nobody I know that goes to SHOT Show takes a gun with them because they're so strict in Las Vegas.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody, but they are pretty strict. You're right about that. Well,
that's right. You go sometimes.
Certainly the policy at that hotel didn't help.
Yeah.
Let me repeat, all but four of our mass murders in our country since 1950 have occurred in gun-free zones. So Mandalay gets added to the list of deadly stupid.
Do we know yet if that open-air concert was gun-free? Probably.
It probably was. I don't know if they would have had any effective enforcement of it.
Right.
The whole idea, and if you came out of that hotel, theoretically, then you wouldn't have chosen to have a gun because you were in a venue that was posted no guns. So even without knowing what was posted almost literally across the street, whether there was any policy or not, it's kind of hard to have a no-gun zone in an open lot. But, hey, liberals do lots of funny things.
Yeah, they
might say. So we don't know all of that, but we do know that it's probably, well, I'll just speak for myself. I'm not going to go into a place that says gun-free, even if I don't have a gun.
Right.
Maybe I just got off a plane or something like that. I'm not going into that place. That's a place that says, shoot me. And I don't, you know, I've lived a fairly long time, and I didn't do it by putting a sign on my chest that says, shoot me.
Yes, Mr. Pratt, of all the people I know that carry guns, he is the most consecutive, consistent gun carrier I've ever known. Carries a gun everywhere. If you see him, no matter how he's dressed, he's probably carrying a gun. And how many times have you been mugged?
Happily, that's an experience I have only read about.
There you go.
But,
you can find...
This is just, it's so sad that these kinds of ways of thinking have killed so many people, and it really would be progress if we could find some way to help the liberal mind overcome the shortcomings.
Their obsession fixation, huh?
It's really, it's sad, and it's deadly.
Well, let me give you some props before we run out of time. You can find Mr. Pratt right here at Genesis Communications Network, also at gunowners.org, and if you're not a member, go join. It's the best. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Coming up next, the founder and creator of Reagan Babe, Megan Barth, as we continue the conversation. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I want it to be known that from this point forward, I identify as a Reagan babe. And just to make it official tonight, I have on the founder and creator of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. Good evening, ma'am. I know you've been busy today.
Oh, yes, I have. Living in Las Vegas, I never expected this to happen in our backyard, although I have to say it was expected, specifically after ISIS has put out propaganda videos. We just didn't know when it was going to happen.
Right.
But our LEOs, our first responders, were prepared. And I was listening to the police scanner immediately. Once shots were fired, I was alerted on my phone. Active shooter, Mandalay Bay, checked into Twitter, got on the scanner, and listened to how the coordinated efforts of communication, even though there was a variety of misinformation coming into them, they were able to secure the area immediately and bring the shooter down within, I would say it was a half an hour to 40 minutes of when the rampage began.
Yeah, they were tipped off, weren't they, by the smoke alarms?
I've heard that report. I don't know that that is confirmed. However, being that the shooter was in 2 rooms, that he had broken the windows out, they believe with some sort of hammer-like device. He had created sniper perches, so to speak, an elevated a riser, so he could have a better trajectory.
Right.
With all of the heavy fire, rapid fire, successive fire coming from what is seemingly an illegal, perhaps a jerry-rigged gun to make an automatic. I also heard hotel guests on that floor were calling in.
You still there? Okay. The thing about the smoke alarm I was referencing was that smoke alarm is going off, supposedly, and Mandalay Bay let the cops know that the smoke alarm is going off in these two rooms. And if you look at pictures of Mandalay Bay, you will see the two windows that are knocked out. Which, you know, that sort of was a giveaway that something was going on. But I digress. The thing about this that is bothering me the most is the it's been politicized before it's even... I mean, getting out there and saying that thoughts... You know what? Okay. So, rejoining us. Is your phone just worn out today, Megan? I mean,
it might be. I don't know. I just heard a bunch of static and then it went dead. But
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I've been going since 5:30 this morning on about an hour's sleep, and it's 3:30 here. But I was saying that they believe that if it wasn't the smoke alarms, which I haven't confirmed or seen, but there were tips coming from hotel guests that were also on that floor. And I was listening to SWAT and the LEOs take the Mandalay Bay going up 31, securing the 31st floor, securing the 33rd floor in order to penetrate the 32nd floor to the corner units that he had reserved and were using as his rampage continued.
Now, I have never been to SHOT Show, but SHOT Show was out of Las Vegas, and you live in Las Vegas. Compared to the rest of Nevada, is Las Vegas a little more restrictive when it comes to carrying a gun?
No, we don't really have any, we can open carry here. We can conceal carry here. It's one of the reasons why I moved to Nevada, because in California I couldn't get a CCW.
No.
And being in the media, I did not feel safe. Specifically because of the threats I get from the violent left. And so we don't have restrictive gun laws here. They tried to pass a couple this last round. It didn't work. Michael Bloomberg was behind a $3 million effort to try to infringe our rights. But one thing is that, like typical, you can't carry your gun, open carry, conceal carry in a school, in a library, in a government building.
Right.
And also, you cannot conceal carry or open carry in any casino or hotel on the Strip.
Okay, that sort of makes sense. All I've ever talked to is people that go to SHOT Show and they tell me, "Well, we can't conceal carry our nobody's carrying because it's." I didn't know the rest of that stuff, so I guess everybody that goes to SHOT Show has to stay in a hotel that probably has a casino in it, so that just eliminates that.
Right.
Now, typically, what is the crime like in Las Vegas when it's just this kind of a massacre does not occur?
Well, we've seen a massive increase in crime, and that's related to two things. One, Jerry Brown emptied out the prisons in California, and so we have a lot of LEOs that tell me that they're seeing a direct spike in gang activity from some of those former inmates. But we're also seeing a spike in gang activity because of some of these sanctuary-like policies that certain legislators here want to designate. We've had a 60% spike in illegal immigration in the state in a short 17 years, which has a direct effect and impact on crime. We also have the I-15 corridor, which they use to run drugs, human trafficking, et cetera, between California, Arizona, and Nevada. And so, it's kind of that trifecta there with the emptying of the prisons, the location of Vegas being in the southernmost part of the state. As well as the rise in illegal immigrants and those walking in the shadows who we have zero idea who they are or where they're from.
So, in other words, the liberals doing their thing. Do you have a lot of MS-13 activity there as well?
You know, Jeff Sessions, actually, this was one of his first stops after he was appointed or nominated, rather, and as the head of the DOJ. This was one of his first stops to talk to our sheriff. The unions in this town have a very huge influence and a very large power structure. They employ a lot of the illegals. They back a lot of the progressive candidates in the state. And we saw our state buck the trend, and we went blue, which was highly unusual in our history. We are normally on the side of the rest of the states that choose the president, and this time it did not. And there's plenty of reasons why that happened. Basically, the number one reason is voter fraud. Which we have an ongoing FBI investigation, which was opened based on evidence I had presented out of a small district here in Nevada that I believe is a template that was used statewide as well as in other states. But with that said, there's a lot of corruption because there's a lot of power in Clark County. And just to put it in perspective, about 1.5 million people voted in the last election, and 1 million of those votes came from Clark County. So it shows you where how densely populated Clark County is, and if crime really does happen, it's happening, you know, in the most populous county in the state, which is Clark.
Have you got time to stay with us for one more segment?
I believe I do.
Okay.
I'd have to pull up my list here real quick, and I can let you just know in a second.
You can
I'm fine until 4.
Okay. You can find Megan Barth at ReaganBabe.com, in addition to all the other stuff she does. I love having her on the show because she brings that slap-smack perspective. I like that. I just dig that about you, Megan. I just do. We'll be right back. Yes, I like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
The forensics haven't begun yet. They're still trying to determine the motive. I want to know how the guy's guns were fully automatic. I want to know who did that for him or if he did it himself. All of those details have yet to be filled in. The leftists, of course, have come in force. And my guest this hour specializes in at least fencing with them. Most of the time strangling them, I think, just, you know, based upon... You know, my past experience and the stuff I've seen you do. So joining me again is Megan Barth of Reagan Babe. Can I be a Reagan Babe? Can I identify as a Reagan Babe? Okay, cool.
Anyone can be a Reagan Babe. You can even contribute. I would love to have you contribute to my site.
What? You need money or something? Or what are you talking about? We'll talk about that another time.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I always take money. I'll never turn down money. But if you ever want to write.
Have you seen?
I've been an article.
Yeah, have you seen all of the quote-unquote celebrities? People don't understand that celebrities are made by the audience, but have you seen all the celebrities coming out now demanding gun control?
Oh, God. Well, the most despicable one of them all was Hillary Clinton, along with Piers Morgan, who I watched as their Twitter was lighting up, you know, demanding, let's not play politics, but let's go after the NRA. This isn't about guns. This is about evil. And it's interesting to watch the left kabuki dance when it comes to gun violence, specifically when it's one of their own, like Hodgkinson in Virginia. They weren't calling for gun control after one of their own tried to assassinate over 24 Republican senators on a baseball field. They were just simply asking to calm down the rhetoric, the violent rhetoric. We must come together as one. And so now, of course, Trump is in office. It's the white guy. This is about gun control again. Now, if he was a Muslim, they probably wouldn't be talking about gun control. They would be talking about workplace violence. And don't you dare say anything because it might be Islamophobic. And so it's interesting to watch them pick and parcel where they want to insert the gun control debate. We know nothing about this man at this point. We simply know his age. We know his ethnicity. According to his family members, he had no political leanings. He had no religious leanings. He simply could have been a gambler that snapped, because what we do know is that he was an accountant with a gambling problem. And so if he was doing his own accounting, he might have been broke to the point of no return. We simply don't know. But for Hillary Clinton, how dare she enter the political fray by politicizing this tragedy? But while we are still cleaning up blood from our streets, and calling for gun control when she knows zero about the motive, zero about the shooter, or zero about anything related to this investigation. We are just finding out in the last 5 minutes while we were on break, I just found out they found an arsenal of 18 handguns or guns of some sort, explosives, and that he shot a security guard. So this is still ongoing and developing, and we are...
He had the 18 handguns with him at the hotel?
Yes. He had an arsenal.
Yeah, and he had 10 long guns, so he had 28 guns, or is that what he had in total?
Was 18? I don't know if it was 10 handguns. I've seen 18 guns.
And he shot a security guard. Yeah, that's a new
correct.
One. Can I give you some Twitter wisdoms for you and get your take on it? First of all, up first we have the Dale Bozzio ripoff, Lady Gaga. This is terrorism, plain and simple. Terror bears no race, gender, or religion. Democrats and Republicans, please unite now. Hashtag gun control, American flag symbol.
Yeah. And then we have, she's an expert. We've got Pierce Morgan, who's tweeting this morning about the senseless gun violence and the need of gun control and, you know, how many, you know, bodies need to pile up. Meanwhile, he's sitting in a country where the cops don't even have guns. They were running away from Islamic terrorists. Manchester was blown up by a nail bomb. We had a machete attack on an MP, I believe it was, over there, or a Bobby of some sort, or a military guy, in the middle of the street with a machete. We've had knife attacks, acid attacks, truck attacks, and the list goes on. But it's always the gun's fault. It's never the Islamic terrorist's fault.
Do you know how many violent crimes per 100,000 they have in the UK?
No.
2012. Do you know how many they have in the United States?
No.
404. I have asked people before if there's a moral high ground if you get killed by having your head bashed in with a brick versus being shot. And I've actually been told by some liberal talk show hosts, yes, that is better to be killed by a brick. I was just like, really? Okay.
Yeah, proving once again that it's liberalism is a mental disorder.
Absolutely.
But you weren't hearing the calls for gun control when a Sudanese immigrant walked into a Nashville church last week and shot up the church, killing one mother, 39-year-old mother, and injuring 13 others. And the only reason he didn't kill more was because there was a young usher, 29-year-old, I think, kid, with a CCW that stopped him.
Well, he got a wrestling match with that guy, and the guy actually shot himself in the chest. The bad guy shot himself in the chest while they were wrestling with it. Yeah, so yeah, that's not convenient for the narrative. You know this, Megan. This is nothing new. I mean, you know this. Mia Farrow, are we really okay with monsters and the mentally ill buying machine guns?
No, that's why we have laws prohibiting them from doing so.
Yes. These guys that don't know anything about him, I don't know. I mean, it is a mental illness, isn't it? It really is a mental illness.
Unfortunately, I'm watching Twitter, and I watch half a dozen people or so on a regular basis, and they're retweeting all of the vile hatred that's coming from the left, hoping, including one CBS vice counsel. I think vice president counsel of CBS, who was thankfully fired, putting on social media that she really doesn't have remorse because most country music fans are Trump supporters. And basically, you know, if a few are picked off, who cares?
Yeah, well, she's now unemployed.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
But what would you expect Columbia to produce other than filth? You know, I Columbia College. I co-host with Wayne Allen Root a couple times a week, and I can't believe he made it out of Columbia as a conservative.
Yeah, that Larry Pratt was on the show with me just before you came on, and we talked about Haley, whatever her last name is with the hyphen. I think they fired her because she unmasked them. She actually showed how everybody really feels about this, which is. What do you think about that? You think that's just, you know, they didn't want that public?
Yeah, perhaps they don't want, you know, the tarnish. But we also saw Kathy Lee Griffin, you know, thought it was funny to hold up the severed head of our president.
Yeah.
But that somehow is not conjuring thoughts of violence. I thought it was a propaganda video. But this is how the left operates. This is who the left is. This is their mental sickness. This is their disease. They blame everyone else for exactly who they are. It's called projection and deflection. And so they've done it for as long as I can remember. They've always called Republicans racists. They referred to Mitt Romney and George Bush as Hitler, as they're doing now. When it's truly them that are the fascists, them that are embracing radical Islam as some sort of partner in their quest for multiculturalism and diversity. Well, that altar of multiculturalism and diversity has been bloodied by the lives of many Americans and those abroad, specifically due to Muslim immigration and the rise of the Islamic Caliphate. And so while they try to sing kumbaya with Muslim activists like Linda Sastour, who is a vocal anti-Semite, they continue to wonder why they lose elections.
Indeed. That part of it, we got about a minute before, well, actually exactly a minute. So I'm going to let you have the last word before you go off to your next radio. I can only imagine what it's been like for you. I don't even have a publicist, and I've been on four radio shows today, three or four, so...
Yeah, I haven't stopped since 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
It is now 4 o'clock. I'm going to go to about 6:30 this evening. But what I can tell you is, having lived in this valley for 2 short years, I'm a California refugee. Having lived in this valley, we are going to get through this. The people in this valley are some of the kindest, most generous people that really will rise to this occasion and help our valley get through this tragedy. We will come out stronger on the other side of it, and all I ask is just for all your prayers for the many lives that have been changed forever. So far, we've got 527 injured, 59 dead.
You got that. And thank you for joining me this evening, Megan. We will talk soon. Hour number two is coming up. ReaganBabe.com. Go check Megan out. We'll be right back. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.